Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, police are investigating a stabbing on the Atlanta Beltline. Lawmakers are attempting to stop the loss of Georgia farmland, and both gubernatorial candidates held rallies over the weekend.
Well, I want to be the favorite governor of that little girl who is going to visit her dad in prison tomorrow.
Power does not create character, it reveals it.
Today is Monday, August 24th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia's two gubernatorial candidates pitched to voters over the weekend, emphasizing their character as they look toward the November election. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Democratic candidate Keisha Lance Bottoms gave the keynote address at the Floyd County Democratic fundraiser Friday night, where she talked about her childhood.
Well, I want to be the favorite governor of that little girl who is going to visit her dad in prison tomorrow. And the favorite governor of that mother who's trying to figure out if she's going to be able to put enough gas in the car to get to work on Sunday.
Republican candidate Rick Jackson campaigned alongside Governor Brian Kemp in Buford Saturday.
A record shows who you really are. Power does not create character. It reveals it.
Early voting starts in 7 weeks. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Bishop William Barber is calling for a major voter mobilization effort ahead of this year's midterm elections. The civil rights leader brought that message to Atlanta's historic Big Bethel AME Church Sunday as part of a multi-state speaking tour. Barber told the congregation the right to vote is sacred and urged voters to recognize the power they hold heading into November.
We've been through too much, we've seen too much, we've fought for too much, we've bled for too much. If we ever needed to vote, we sure do need to vote now.
Barber's group, Repairers of the Breach, is working with faith and community organizations nationwide to organize 1,000 marches to the polls, with a goal of mobilizing 5 million low-wage and infrequent voters. The Atlanta Regional Commission is asking the public to weigh in on the future of transportation and infrastructure in the metro area. GPB's Amanda Andrews has more.
The Mobility 2055 survey is the latest long-range transportation plan from the ARC. It asks residents how they would like to see transportation change over the next 30 years, to share current concerns, and past improvements they liked. Paul Donsky works with the ARC. He says public feedback will help guide their investment priorities.
And this is not people at ARC in an office figuring out what our future transportation system needs to look like. We are working closely with local governments, with transportation agencies, and with the general public.
The survey is available online at atlantaregional.org/mobility2055. Implementation is expected to begin in early 2028. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Georgia is expected to lose around 800,000 acres of farmland over the next 15 years. That's according to the State Department of Agriculture. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more on state lawmakers' efforts to curb losses.
During a kickoff meeting in Perry, the Joint Committee on the Generational Sustainability of Family Farms said input costs and development pressures pose the greatest threats. Subcommittee co-chair, farmer, and state representative Robert Dickey said it's not surprising to see more farmers leasing land to solar companies to help manage debt.
Hats off to them for that investment and that opportunity, but I think long-term, the state of Georgia is going to have to invest in trying to preserve our farmland.
About 3,500 acres of Georgia farmland has been conserved this year under a trust fund established by the legislature in 2023, with more projects underway. Lawmakers and farmers will meet next on this issue in Rome. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Morehouse School of Medicine and Atrium Health have received approval to build a new teaching hospital in southwest Atlanta. Atrium Health announced plans on Friday to invest more than $700 million in the project on Metropolitan Parkway. The hospital will initially have 50 beds, along with round-the-clock emergency care and a Level 3 trauma center. It'll have room to eventually expand to more than 700 beds. The city of Atlanta is expected to contribute more than $115 million towards the project. Mayor Andre Dickens says the hospital will help fill a gap left by the closure of Atlanta Medical Center in 2022. Atlanta police are investigating what led a man to stab another to death yesterday on the Atlanta Beltline. In a statement, Mayor Andre Dickens says the suspect, who was taken into custody, is a convicted felon with 30 prior arrest cycles and a history of mental illness. That, he says, raises questions about how someone with such a record was in a position to endanger the public. The stabbing took place near the Beltline Kroger on Ponce de Leon Avenue. Dickens says he's calling for a review of the safety protocols surrounding this incident, including patrols, camera coverage, and emergency response. Governor Brian Kemp announced last week he will appoint Stan Wise to the Georgia Public Service Commission. It follows the resignation of Commissioner Tricia Pridemore. Wise previously served on the commission from 1995 to 2018. Wise will serve starting September 4th through the remainder of Pridemore's term, which expires December 31st. Family and friends are making preparations for a celebration of life for former Coca-Cola executive Brian Dyson. Dyson died earlier this month following complications from pneumonia. He worked for more than four decades at Coke and is widely remembered for his Five Balls commencement address delivered in 1991, in which he asked graduates to consider life as a game in which you're juggling five balls. The five balls are work, family, health, friends, and spirit. Work is made of rubber, and the others are made of glass. You can drop work and it will bounce back, but the others, family, health, friends, and spirit, will be damaged or broken if you drop them. He said, quote, "You must understand that and strive for balance in your life." The celebration of life for Brian Dyson is scheduled for September 4th. A new documentary airing tonight on GPB highlights the challenges facing rural health care in Georgia. Georgia Rising showcases the dedicated doctors, resourceful clinics, innovative solutions like telehealth, and state tax credits that hold the system together. Clinch Memorial Hospital CEO Angela Hanley is one of the rural health care workers whose story is told in Georgia Rising. During a roundtable discussion after the film's premiere in Macon, Hanley compared her job to rowing a boat towards a shore you can never reach.
Whether it's new policy, whether it's a tape that had funds, whether it's employee or position turnover, and it's just something that we are not expecting. It's just like we're in survival mode every single day.
You can watch the new documentary, Georgia Rising, tonight at 9 on GPB TV. Learn more at gpb.org/television. And that's it for this edition of Georgia Today. You can find more about these stories and find new headlines our reporters have written at gpb.org/news. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. We will be back in your feed tomorrow afternoon. And send us feedback if you've got it. Our email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.